interrupt this program? Wait a sec. We haven't even started. Can I interrupt a program that we haven't even? It's Giving Tuesday, which means I'm breaking in because it's a super important day of giving for Fortis Institute and really for every ministry. Year-end giving is so crucial. And I would like to invite you on this day when your gift can be doubled because we've got a match giving campaign going to help us enter 2026 strong. 2025 was a bang-up year. The Lord blessed our efforts, more TV and radio networks, more social media, the Roku, the Fire TV, distributing hundreds of thousands of pieces of gospel literature. We went to 4 campuses. Next year, we want to go to 12. Will you help us go? Will you help us grow on this Giving Tuesday? We'd be super grateful for your support. Would you please consider doing that at fortisinstitute.org/donate. Take it away, pal.
Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Your first mission is to keep yourself happy.
It's living for self that is so exhausting and frustrating because you were made to live for Him. So when you begin to please Him, you begin to thrive. It's not a burden. It's not a duty. It's a joy. I come alive. This is what I was made for.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome to Wretched Radio. While we may not be as popular as what you're currently listening to in the background, at least we're real, cause this ain't.
Lord, I'm tired from all this stressing. Too weak to count my blessings. Ain't got time for window dressing. Just trying to keep my soul in.
Well, he sings rather well.
I've been running hard, feet on.
What's your critique?
Dreams and duty tangled in wire. But when my strength starts slipping away, I still hear your voice.
He ain't real.
Don't grow weary.
That's the problem. What you're hearing is being sung by something without, you know, a spirit, without being an actual image bearer of God, without actually singing from the heart, which is exactly what the Lord doesn't request, demands when it comes to worship. Don't know if you heard the news, but the number one song on the Billboard chart and on the contemporary worship chart was by one Solomon Ray. You were just hearing it. Now, the lyrics, by the way, some of them aren't actually horrible. When, I know that wasn't like a great compliment, but really, some of them, it's like, okay, I see what you're doing here. So for instance, here are the lyrics to a song that a computer wrote. Are they bad? No, not necessarily. Let me see if I can do them justice. Yeah. See, here's what I'm confused about. Let me just...
You sure it's not human?
No, I'm just... You sure it's not Hillsong?
Yeah.
What gets me about this is it begins by saying, yeah, and then it's in parentheses. It has 2 mm-mms. Is that the background singers?
I think that's
okay,
what
so
means.
Let me just, I'll try to do it better this time. Yeah, devil came knocking on my front door. Jimmy, sing it with me. Thank you. Told me lies I done heard before, but my heart doesn't answer like it used to before. Insert 3 mms right there. Because I found the truth. Yeah, I found the truth. Now I don't shake when the storm winds blow. My roots run deep in that holy flow. Ah, there's some of that language that got introduced into mainstream evangelicalism back in the 90s. Grace done caught me, cleaned me whole. Okay. Now I'm walking in freedom, yeah, body and soul. So say goodbye to temptation. You no longer have control. Yeah, I'm dead to all my sin and now alive in Christ alone. Oh, I'm free. Free in Christ alone. I can live with that. Can't you? Well, the answer is, I think, raises a different question. Should we be listening to lyrics sung by a computer? is this really what worship is? Now, here has been the historical argument about churches, good churches, Bible-teaching churches, that will welcome music that has been written by a less than orthodox worship team. And they'll say, but the lyrics are good. All right. Well, if that's the case, these lyrics are good. The argument, I think, will be, therefore, it is okay to participate in AI worship. You can sing along with this. You can bring this into your church. It can be your Sunday morning spectacle because, hey, the lyrics are good. Does that argument hold? I don't think that it does. I think that this would be a, well, it would be a very revealing failure to understand what worship actually is. Now, we all understand Romans 12, 1 and 2. Worship is your entire life, that it is an entire, everything you do is a sacrifice to God, offered up as worship to glorify him because you are a royal priest. You are a saint. So everything you do, your entire life should be an act of worship. Now, we use the term worship typically these days just to mean singing, and that's how we're going to use it here. Should we be worshiping being led by a non-human? The lyrics are fine. The lyrics are not my cup of tea in the way that I would express things, but they're using poetic language to say that you're dead to your sin. You're alive in Christ. That's an excellent message. What's the problem? It fails to understand what worship is. And that worship is something that we should understand as the human being, which is the highest creation in God's creative order, doing what only humans can do, and that is to communicate with clarity and with language. By the way, Jimmy, I was sorry for the brain synapse, but there was a story in, it was Portland, I think. It might have been Portland. They no longer call it the Christmas tree lighting. It's just called the tree.
Oh.
We just took the word out. It's the tree lighting. And somebody, the woman who was up there talking about, you know, why it's terrible that Christians are Christians and all that, and why it's a tree. And she said, because it's women up here on the platform, there's no shocker there. They sang Strong, Strong Woman. I think that's what it was called. Strong, Strong Woman. Well, there's about 18 versions of it. And one of them was from apparently some sort of, I don't even know what the right terminology is. Commanders? No, that's not it. A Native Americans that wrote a song. And if you think, is repetitive and not very clever, way ho, 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 way, 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 ho, ho, way, 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 ho, ho, way, way, ho, way, way, ho, ho, way, 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 ho, ho, ho. Repeat 17 times. So maybe it's some sort of worship song. The point is that ain't great communication. That isn't lofty language. It is only we humans that can clearly communicate. We have verb tenses. We understand that based on how you use the same root word, it can have a different meaning about when an event took place. Is the event completed? Did the event actually have ongoing effects? Is this something that is still happening right now? Is it going to happen in the future? Only we humans can communicate like that, no matter what the scientists tell us about observing the bonobo monkey who seems to communicate just like we do. No, only human beings communicate at this level. Now, worship offered to the highest being in the universe from the highest form of his creation using something that is exclusively human communication should be done in the most lofty way possible. What is that way? That would be poetry. It's not just straightforward. It is something that has meter. It has rhyme. That's what worship is intended to be. The highest, offering the highest form of communication to the highest being. Now add to that accompaniment, that you put instrumentation with it. I'm sorry. The bonobos are nice to watch in a zoo. Actually, I don't like watching monkeys in a zoo. I don't like zoos at all. That's a digression. They don't do the things that we do. Only we can offer these things up. Only we can sing to God thoughts from our heart about him, set to a communication form that is high and lofty and unique, accompanied by musical instrumentation. That's what worship is supposed to be. And it's supposed to be something that can only be done by those who have, you know, an eternal soul. I know somebody might say, well, Jesus could command the rocks to cry out. Well, that's true. And does all of creation worship God? Yes, in that when you look at the creation, you see something that the Creator made and you go, wow, he's amazing. Look at that zebra, those stripes. I mean, wow. How clever and creative is that? How amazing is the Creator? So in that sense, they reflect his creative hand and therefore they worship him, but they ain't singing. Yeah. They aren't singing poetry. They aren't offering it from the heart. That is only what human beings can do when it comes to worship. And so now we've got the number one worship song in the country being written and performed. It's funny, too, because you go to the YouTube machine, I'm looking at the video. It's a dude. I mean, they've actually got a human being here. He's probably AI, too. It's a black fellow. He's got a beard and a hat on his head. And he's sitting in a church and he's looking kind of worshipful. He's pixels, not even people. And so we're going to get ready. This was number one, Billboard and iTunes, when it comes to Christian worship. We're going to see more and more of this. In fact, that's one of my predictions for 2026. Church is going to have to wrestle with this stuff. With AI, I think is going to become a bigger issue. Not just worship, but sermon writing. It's going to become a thing. You know who can write a sermon? A human, period. Not AI, a human. You know who can write worship? A human. Not AI. You know who can sing worship? Not AI, a human. This is Wretched Radio.
Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes. And there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org.
The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Here's a question. When's the last time you heard of a ministry making everything free? That's what happened this year at Fortis Institute. For years, we sold our books and our studies, all of our resources, because that's how we kept the lights on. But this year, we closed the warehouse. Everything we produce is now completely free. And here's the opportunity you have right now. Every gift you give through the end of the year is matched. Dollar for dollar match up to $500,000. FortisInstitute.org. Give now and watch your gift double today. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. At Fortis Institute, we've assembled an incredible team of biblical voices who are equipping believers every day. And the beautiful part, when you join us and link arms with us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, your faithful giving doesn't just sit there. It multiplies into campus evangelism and biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Well, join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Important dates in Christian history. 1646. The Westminster Confession is drafted in the Jerusalem room at Westminster Abbey. The confessions were drafted by an assembly of Episcopalians, Presbyterians, and Independents, and became the foundation of Reformed theology throughout Europe and America. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Methinks I may have spoken too soon. This is Wretched Radio, and this is, air quotes, Solomon Ray.
Sun's up, I'm smiling slow. Pour that brew, let the blessings flow. Steam rising, faith on 10. Here we go again. Take a sip, take a breath. Ain't no rush, no stress. Got the good book by my side, and that peace I can't hide. Me, Jesus, and my coffee. That's
yeah.
All I need to start my day.
Okay.
No matter what's out there waiting, my worries fade away. He fills my cup, he warms my soul.
Oh, coffee puns.
Oh, yeah, me, Jesus, and my coffee. Everything. Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, don't forget, too, you get to read the verses that talk about God grinding you to powder. See what I did right there? Yeah, yeah. You know what? You know what would be the best book to read while listening to this worship song written by an AI machine?
What's that?
Hebrews. You know, I've been thinking.
It took me a minute.
That was it. Right. The coffee, but this is like, let us pray with a head of lettuce. You know, that. I think I figured it out, Jimmy. I think that I figured out. This is why I don't think that this type of AI singing is going to be acceptable for long. It might be novel at the moment that the number one worship song is written by a non-human being, sung by a non-human being. It's all just computer generated. What you're hearing, this is not a human. It's all fake. And while we might go, oh, isn't that cool? Here's what I think will allow us to predict whether or not this trend flourishes or fizzles out. Journey. I'm not talking about a cool new church. I'm talking about the band Journey. What made Journey? So, Jimmy, do you even know who Journey is while you were slinging your country music disc? Do you know who Journey is?
I do know who Journey is.
All right. They did Christian music too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That would, in fact, oh no. We actually have a Journey worship song. Looky what I found.
Laodicea Records presents the next album in the classic rock worship series, Journey Worship.
Faithfully, see? Got the word faith in it.
Lift your hands to heaven as you surrender to God in worship, led by Journey.
Oh.
Go back to your youth as Steve Perry reminds us to have faith like a child. Ecclesiastes says, the sun rises and the sun goes down and hastens to the place where it rises. Journey will help you to keep on believing the gospel. Come on a journey. Pick up your copy today.
At Laodicea Records. You know what made that kind of fun? It was written by a human. It was presented by a human. And the music was sung by a human. And that is why I think Journey proves that this trend of AI-produced music, it ain't going to work. What made listening to Journey so amazing? The dude's chops. It was the ability of a human to possess an attribute or a gift that most do not, that is pleasing to the ear. Oh, okay, it would be sort of, I think it's similar to athletic competitions. Would you like, whatever your favorite sport is, we're just going to assume football because that's the season we're in. Do you want to watch a bunch of robots play football? So that you can go, hey, that one team designed a better robot than the other. No, you want to see human achievement. You want to see human accomplishment. You want to see human effort. You want to see the dedication that went into performing like that so that you can be wowed by it. And I don't think that AI is going to be able to do that for you. And when I listen, by the way, to this Billy Ray Solomon Ray fellow, I know he ain't hitting these notes. I can tell. Just listen. His high notes, they're too easy. Even though it sounds like, hey, you're kind of getting to the top of the human range, it just sounds too easy. Listen for it.
Bills due, phone won't quit. But I ain't losing joy one bit. Turn that radio nice and loud. Sing my praises proud. I got joy in my cup, yeah, love in my hand. A little bit of heaven when the day begins. Can't nobody steal my groove when I start my day with you. Me, Jesus, and my...
Do you hear it? It's just too easy. Because you can program the thing to hit any... Now, this they could actually jump an octave, and it would still sound sort of like kind of a human, but it's not. And that is why, here's my... I'm getting a word. This is my prediction for 2026. I think the AI worship thing is going to fizzle. Now, this I also would predict. That doesn't mean that worship songs aren't going to be written by AI. I don't think they're going to be performed by AI, but I think that evangelicalism will accept that they were written by AI, especially when musicians find a way to skirt around being transparent. They use AI heavily and then claim they wrote it. You know, sort of like students do with university papers. They claim they wrote it, but they really didn't. I don't think that the singing is going to last, but the writing, the songwriting will. And I fear that that trend is going to continue also with preaching, that pastors are going to use it more and more to cheat. I just used AI for something last night. I was getting ready for bed, and I was thinking about the sermon for next week, and I was thinking, okay, what? I had a question about something. So I fired up my computer real quick, went to the AI machine and asked it, like, whatever the thing was, just so that I could, like, go to sleep with that, thinking about that verse. Would you like me to take that verse and turn it into a 3-point sermon for you? What? What? Now it's just flat out asking me, would you like me to do this for you? Because I suspect my AI now knows what I'm up to. I never ask it really anything other than... And he's sort of, I'm looking for a quote, I'm looking for a reference, I'm looking for a statistic. That's all it knows is theology. But it's actually asking me if it would like me to write my sermon for me. How many pastors are going to be able to resist that temptation for long? I don't think many, honestly. I don't think many. Because sermon writing takes a lot. It takes a lot. And that is why I think that there's just going to be more and more cheating that takes place. And the AI sermon writing is going to continue. And I think it's going to lose its power. I think preaching loses its power. I don't know that I can cite chapter and verse to make this claim, but I'm going to anyway. What gives a sermon unction? What gives a sermon power? Now, you and I would correctly state it's the power of the Holy Spirit working with the proclamation of his word. Amen. But what about the writing of that sermon? What about the prayer that goes into that sermon, the study that goes into that sermon, the thought that goes into that sermon? If those components are removed for the sake of expediency, will that sermon have any oomph? Or will it just be, clever? Hey, our pastor's organization got so much better lately. Have you noticed? His sermons are more clear, perhaps. But I don't think they can have as much power because that's not what a sermon is supposed to be. It is a human creation. And I think that we can use the AI to help us do the human work. But as soon as, and I know you're going to say, well, where's that line? Well, where's the line on plagiarism? Well, I get it. It's a little tricky to define. It actually is because, in a sense, we all plagiarize to varying degrees because it's knowledge that we've gained throughout the years and we don't cite the source of it. But that's a far cry from, you know, a pastor who assembles a team of people to concoct a sermon and have everybody write it and slap it together. And that's certainly different than having a computer put together your sermon outline or even write the sermon. I'll bet I could put into AI this Bible, 1 Peter 1, 1 through 3. Deliver a sermon in the style of Phil Johnson. I want the manuscript, 5,000 words. I'll bet it would take seconds to do it. Seconds. Let's say Phil Johnson did that and he delivered it. And while people might go, well, that was nice, I don't think it'll have the power of the word that he prepared for that group of people because it was done by a human being, which was also an act of worship unto God. Sermon writing should be an act of worship. Lord, I'm doing this for you so that your people will be fed and you will be glorified. And when we remove that element, I don't think we have preaching anymore, and we most certainly don't have worship anymore. The AI trend, for better, for worse, I think it's going to be a bigger deal in 2026, at least for those who care. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.